Love Inspired and Harper Audio present The Paris Housekeeper by Renee Ryan. Performed by Elizabeth Nolden, Callie Bollier, and Henrietta Meir.
To Hillary, my daughter, my heart, my inspiration. You make being a wife, a mother, a nurse, and a friend look easy. To say I'm proud wouldn't be enough. I'm truly humbled.
The Invasion. Chapter 1. Rachel. 14th June, 1940. Paris, France. Paris was out of time. The French government knew it. The people knew it. Now, 19-year-old Rachel Berman knew it too. And as she sat with her family in her parents' living room, listening to the minute-by-minute updates on the wireless, she understood something else. Something truly horrifying. Victory belonged to the enemy. The German war machine stood poised just outside Paris, neither invading nor retreating. The troops, all 300,000 of them, had arrived yesterday. They'd had 24 hours to make their move, and still, even with dawn breaking over the horizon and not a hint of inclement weather, they didn't invade the French capital. The cause for this perplexing hesitation was unknown. There'd been speculation, of course, but nothing concrete that would explain it. Was this a military tactic to frighten Parisians? If so, it was working. One thing was certain, at least to Rachel, and anyone paying attention. Paris would fall into German hands by nightfall, possibly sooner, maybe even within the hour. What then? What would it mean to be a Jew living in German-occupied France? Would the Nazis bring their anti-Semitic racial policies with them? Would they mark off whole sections of Paris, as they'd done in the Polish city of Lodz, and then force all Jews to live within the small, designated area? They could do it. Probably would do it. Trapped behind barbed wire, held there by ignorance and hate. The thought made Rachel feel hot, sweaty, and mildly nauseated. She had to close her eyes to let the sensation pass. A feeble sound filled the room. Her mother, weeping into a handkerchief. Rachel whipped open her eyes and sent her gaze around the apartment, taking in her family with a single swoop. Her mother, all soft curves, always ready with a smile or kind word. Her older sister, Basha, so pretty, beautiful actually, with her coal black hair and startling green eyes. No one would guess the 24-year-old was a seamstress working in a fashion designer's atelier rather than one of the models hired to show off the exquisite clothing. Would Basha have a job after today? Would any of them? So much uncertainty. Even after completing 2 accounting courses and being very good with numbers, Rachel couldn't find the proper formula to explain the rapid defeat of what had been deemed the world's mightiest army, strong only on paper. On the other side of the room, Rachel's father sat upright and still, remarkably stoic in his silence, his eyes barely blinking beneath the bushy flop of salt and pepper hair. Rachel adored Ezra Berman. She respected him even more. He was the quintessential hard-working Polish immigrant, a tailor by trade, who'd opened his own shop in their middle-class neighborhood 10 years ago, after much toil and sacrifice in his adopted city. At 55, he was too old to be conscripted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?